Palestinians have fired over a dozen rockets from the besieged Gaza Strip into Israel in retaliation for Tel Aviv's deadly airstrikes. Two rockets have reportedly been intercepted by the Israeli Iron Dome system. The rest have passed through, two of which have hit the southern city of Sderot, causing material damage and power cuts. Palestinian sources say Israel has deployed troops to the Gaza Strip border for a possible attack. Earlier, Israeli warplanes pounded the besieged Gaza Strip, leaving at least 10 people injured. The Israeli military says its warplanes targeted 15 areas in Gaza. Tel Aviv has conducted several air raids on Gaza following the disappearance and deaths of three Israeli teenagers in the occupied West Bank. Several Palestinians have been killed and hundreds of others arrested following the incident. We're now joined by our correspondent, Hanna Rassis, who's with us from Ramallah. Hanna, welcome to the program. First of all, what's the situation like in the occupied West Bank following the clashes that took place in Al-Quds and other cities there between Palestinians and Israeli forces? And also tell us when the funeral of the Palestinian teenager will be held today.
Yes, the environment in the West Bank is very tense today, especially in Jerusalem, Al-Quds. The Palestinians now fear more Israeli settler attacks, as what happened yesterday in Shafat. So people, the Palestinians, especially living in villages around Israeli settlements or that Israeli settlements had occupied, are in fear right now. And they're, from what I hear, making preparations and making committees to stay up late at night and watch out for settler attacks for fear of more kidnappings of Palestinian children by Israeli settlers. And also there is a fear in the Palestinian street that Israel will start another offensive against the Gaza Strip. So that just adds more to the tension, because if that does happen, then more and more Palestinians will take to the streets in the West Bank to protest any attack against their fellow countrymen in the Gaza Strip.
Thank you very much, Hanna Rassis, our correspondent, joining us from Ramallah. Let's now cross over to Gaza, where professor of Islamic University of Gaza, Mr. Hani Al-Bassous, joins us now. If you're with us, Mr. Al-Bassous, how do you perceive this aggression against the Palestinians, both in the West Bank and against the Gaza Strip? Threats have also already been made by Israeli officials of another all-out attack on the Gaza Strip.
Well, there are many warnings that the Israeli security forces would launch a new attack on the Gaza Strip. This might be possibly a wide-scale military operation on the Gaza Strip, which can be at any minute. The people in the Gaza Strip are waiting for such moment because they understand that escalation, what was last night, intensive military escalation on the Gaza Strip, and the deployment of Israeli military forces on the border of Gaza this morning, meaning that there is something coming up. In addition to this, there's some warning that the Israeli occupation forces are threatening to assassinate Hamas leaders in the Gaza Strip. So the situation is very tense, and we might expect at any minute that to start the clashes and the military operation on the Gaza border. At the same time, the military factions in Gaza, like Hamas and Islamic Jihad, are preparing themselves very well to defend the Palestinian community, because they know very well that the occupation forces are trying their best to make an offense on the Gaza Strip, and this might be as huge as what we witnessed in 2008 and 2012.
Thank you very much, Professor of Islamic University of Gaza, Mr. Hani Al-Bassous, joining us from Gaza.